Hallelujah. Let's lift up our voices and appreciate the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Father, we give you the worship. Father, we give you the supremacy. We love you. We adore you. Be glorified. Thank him for the journey from the month of January into the month of February. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor for this successful journey. Be thou glorified, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. We love you, Lord. We honor you. We magnify you. We glorify you. Thank you, Lord, and thank you. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Give the Lord a praise. Welcome someone. Invite to the church. Appreciate God for them as you take your seat in this communion of escape and oil of preservation. You are welcome in Jesus' precious name. Amen. This evening, we shall be looking at divine preservation through dedication to God. Divine preservation through dedication to God. Our objective is to understand the preservation power of divine dedication. One of the things we know is that being committed to God averts being wasteable in life. The dedication of one's life to God is a weapon for the preservation power being made available. It's a pathway, it's a channel for the availability of the preservation power of God. One of the things that I know in life, and don't forget it forever, there is no need to fear for the future of anything that is in the hands of God. Everything outside the hand of God may be in danger, may be endangered. You may not be sure of the tomorrow, of anything outside the hand of God. But there is no need to fear for anything, for the future of anything that is in the hands of God. Whether that thing is your resources, whether that thing is your life, as in handing your life over to God in dedicated service, we don't fear for your future. You know, the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, nobody will know the outcome of it when it was outside the hands of God, Jesus. But the moment that those 5 loaves and 2 fishes entered the hands of the master, the future was confirmed. The potential was released. The limitation was broken. That is how our lives are when we put it in the hands of God. It's possible that it is something like that that Paul the Apostle had in mind when he said in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and in verse 12, he said, I know whom I have believed. 2 Timothy 1:12, I believe. I know whom I have believed. That's right. The B part. For I know whom I have believed. And I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which is committed unto him unto that on against that day. I know whom I have believed. And I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. When we are committed to God, he is committed to our keeping. Anything that is committed to God, God is committed to its keeping. The one we believe in, the Almighty God, is committed to the keeping of everything that is committed into his hands. Commit your life into his hands. Commit your business into his hands. Commit your ministry into his hands. Commit your marital proposal into his hands. Commit your life's assignment into his hands. And commit your own very life into his hands. He's committed to the keeping. Maybe that was why, when Jesus, even at the point of death, he said, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." And he gave up the ghost. And even at that terminal point, death couldn't hold him. The grave couldn't hold him. The Bible said it was impossible for him. In Acts chapter 2 and in verse 22, the Bible said, "Ye men of Israel, hear this words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles, wonders, and signs which God did by him in the midst of you, as you yourselves also know." 23. "Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, you have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain." 24. "Whom God raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holding of it." It was impossible for death to hold him. Why? "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." Disease cannot hold what is committed into the hands of God. Death can't keep what is committed into the hands of God. Destruction can't keep what is committed into the hands of God. And I announce to you today, every plague of death, every plague of disease, every agenda of destruction targeted in your direction is broken in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I welcome you into this journey of abandonment of one's life to God, the commitment of your life to God, the dedication of yourself. We look at two examples, notable examples, of people committed, brutally dedicated, and there was nothing the devil could do about them. One, Moses, against all odds, against all odds, against the magic of Egypt, the magicians of Egypt, against the rebellious children of Israel, against the conspiracies of Dathan, Korah, and Abiram, against all odds, Moses, with his brutal dedication, was not permitted to be cut short until he was 120 years. Deuteronomy 34 and in verse 7. The Bible said, Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim, and his natural force was not reduced. What Moses passed through could cut anybody short in mid-age, or cut anybody short prematurely, but not Moses. Example number two, Paul the apostle. No apostle in the New Testament suffered for the cause of Christ like Paul. Maybe because himself persecuted the church, but he committed himself brutally, committedly, tenaciously. The viper came against him. The storm came against him. One night and a day he was in the deep. He was in danger by false brethren, in danger by every means. None of them could sink Paul until Paul lived. In fact, jailed. Thrice I was beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I have been in the deep. Thrice was I beaten in journeys often, in the danger of the waters, in danger of robbers, in danger of his own countrymen, in danger of the heathen. Perils in the city, perils in the wilderness, perils in the sea, among false brethren. All of this came against Paul. But he still died as Paul, the aged. Jude verse 1, chapter 1 and verse 9. No devil can finish a man who has already finished himself for God. No devil can finish a man who has already. No wonder Paul the Apostle said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. At the point he said in Galatians 6, I believe verse 17, he said, let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of Jesus. You can't trouble me. I am too donated. I have been branded. I'm branded for him. When you see me, you know I belong to him. So you can't trouble me. Today I decree every trouble looking for you from your father's house, looking for you from your community, looking for you from evil and witch, evil and occult altars, the trouble is dissolved in the name of Jesus. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Now what is the principle? What is the preservation principle that preserves dedicated people? Number one, people who are dedicated to God, both in passion for his presence and passion for souls. When you see people who are dedicated to God, both in passion for God's presence and passion for souls, they enjoy the abiding presence of God, which carries preservation power. You heard what I said? When people are dedicated to God in passion for souls and also in passion for God's presence, they enjoy this abiding presence of God that carries preservation power. Psalm 63 verse 1 and 2, the psalmist speaking, he said, O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsted for thee. My flesh longed for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, so I can see you, see your glory and your power as I have seen of thee in the sanctuary. Hallelujah. In Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 13, he said, and you shall seek me, passion for me, then you will find me, when you shall search for me with all of your heart. That passion for me causes you to find me. You find me around you. You shall seek me and find me when you search for me with the whole of your heart. In Mark chapter 16 verse 20, the Bible said they went everywhere. You see, we just saw passion for God, and now passion for souls. They went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord walking with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. What is the implication of the company of God? Psalm 91, verse 1 to verse 2. It is preservation power. He that dwelleth in this secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the El Shaddai. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. He said, yet do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Psalm 23, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Hallelujah. When your heart is passionate for God, passionate, you are in pursuit of God. The way the psalmist said, my soul followeth hard after you. Psalm 63 and in verse 8. When you are passionate for God like that, you find Him around you. You shall seek me and find me. Jeremiah 29:13. When you search for me with all your heart, you find me around you. And you go for souls, I go with you. And they went, and the Lord went. The significant thing is that that presence is a preservation presence. It carries preservation power. You are not wastable. You are not destroyable. You are not finishable. I prophesy today, in the name of Jesus, you will see the presence of God in your life like you have never seen before. You believe that? Shout the loudest, amen. Amen. Number two, people who are dedicated to God in kingdom service are the beneficiaries of the dividends of service, including divine health, fulfillment of days, among others. People who are dedicated to kingdom service are beneficiaries of the dividends of kingdom service. People who are dedicated to God in kingdom service are beneficiaries of the dividends of kingdom service, including divine health and the fulfillment of days, among others. Exodus 23:25-26. And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and He shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of you. There shall nothing cast thy young nor be barren in thy land. The number of your days I will fulfill. Why is this important? It is important because when you have paid the plane ticket from here to London, you are sitting in business class. You don't pay for food extra. The food accompanies the ticket. The food accompanies the ticket. You have paid for the food, for the ticket. You don't pay for the food extra. I heard a story, I believe from the mouth of Kenneth Hagin, many, many years ago, where a woman was journeying by ship. A passenger was journeying by ship. And every time when the people came out to breakfast, to lunch and all of that, in the course of the voyage, this person remained indoors. And one day, somebody went and said, what's happening? He was busy chewing crackers or whatever I think it was. Somebody said, what happened? Why is everybody, we have never seen you in the dining. And the person said, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't pay for the food. I only paid for the trip. And he said, oh no. Oh no. Your ticket already covered food. You don't need to pay extra for the food. The fact that you are on the ship and you have paid, it covers your food and your welfare. That is how our service to God is. It is a ticket that covers our insurance, health insurance. It's a package that covers the fulfillment of days. And if you don't know your right, you cannot gain the might to engage in the fight that will deliver to you your right. The enemy cheats you. Most Christians have been cheated out of their existence. Fervent, dedicated people cut short before their time. Beloved, it is important that you know that when we are dedicated to God, in kingdom service, we become beneficiaries of the dividends of kingdom service, which includes divine health, fulfillment of days, among others. I stand here to announce to somebody, you shall fulfill your days. And every agenda of the enemy to cut you short before your time is frustrated. In Jesus' precious name, somebody say amen. Number three, people who are dedicated to God in service are spared from what others confront. They are spared. God used the word spare. In Malachi chapter 3 verse 17. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. I will spare them. I will spare them. Spare them from generational calamities. Spare them from the curses of their father's house. Spare them from the plagues and epidemics. God spared Lot and his family. God spared Noah, the dedicated man. God spared the household of Israel. God spared Rahab, who was dedicated to God until she delivered. You go through the scripture, you will see stories of men and women who were spared in our dedication to God. We are spared. We are spared. The devil would have come to just waste you, but God said, I spare him. I spare her. I am not saying any all of these for just the purpose of revelation. I am saying this for the purpose of impartation, purpose of deliverance. I declare today in your family, in your community, among your colleagues, among your classmates, my God and your God shall spare you. He is sparing you now. In the name of Jesus. Somebody lift your hands and say, in the name of Jesus, I am spared. I am spared by the grace of God, by the help of God, by the power of God. I am spared. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Number four. People who are dedicated to God and who stand out in their dedication to God enjoy the ministry of rescue angels. Hallelujah. People who are dedicated to God and stand out in their dedication to God experience the ministry of rescue angels. Strong scripture. Daniel. In Daniel chapter 6 verse 20 to verse 21, he experienced the ministry of rescue angels. When he came to the day, and that was the king, He cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually. That's right. Continual dedication that is notorious, known, positively known. Is he able to deliver thee from the lions? Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. Verse 22. My God has sent his angel who has shut the mouths of lions, that they have not hurt me, for as much as before him innocency was found in him, and also before thee, O king, I have done no hurt. My God sent his angel. People who are dedicated to God and who stand out in their dedication, they are not hiding it. They enjoy the ministry of rescue angels. The angels just there. In Psalm 34 and in verse 7, the Bible said, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him. The word fear can be translated also as dedicated. Those who tremble before God, who are submissive to him, those who reverence him, these angels are on standby to rescue them. And today, like I said, I am not just preaching. Everyone under the sound of this voice globally in this preservation service, you will see the ministry of angels like never before. Many of us have experienced angelic deliverances and rescue, but we never knew. But in the days we are in, God will show them to you. He will show the rescue to you. And he will show how it was angels that effected it. And he will show you the mystery of how it happened. Believers say a louder amen. Loudest amen. Finally, people who are dedicated in the service of soul winning are entrusted with the authority. People who are dedicated to God in the service of soul winning, for example, are entrusted with the authority to subdue danger, disease, death, and all of the negative forces of the enemy. Again, people who are dedicated to God in the service of soul winning are entrusted with authority from God to subdue danger, disease, death, and all of the forces of the enemy, all the negative forces they have. Luke chapter 10. And in verse 17, the Bible said, and the 70 returned with joy from what? From evangelism, from soul winning, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And what did he say? And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Now, verse 19, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and on scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Serpents is death. Scorpions is pain, is danger, is disease, is death. I give unto you power. The thing that will kill others, he said, I give you power to subdue it. There is no territory to serpentine that you cannot go and trample the devil on. There's no kind of village you came from with any level of wickedness that you cannot subdue if you are dedicated to God. Today, I prophesy, I decree, the power of the serpent shall never harm you, physical, spiritual. The power of the scorpion shall never harm you, from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. I declare you well, whole, and preserved Hallelujah. Somebody give the Lord the praise. Lift your hands and say, Father, thank you for the preservation power of your word. I walk in it. I grow in it. I proceed in it. In Jesus' precious name. Somebody say a loud amen. So what have we said concerning people who are dedicated to God? People who are dedicated to God, both in passion for his presence and passion for souls and joy. People who are dedicated to God, both in passion for his presence and passion for souls, enjoy the abiding presence of God, which carries preservation power. Second, people who are dedicated to God in kingdom service are the beneficiaries of the dividends of kingdom service, which includes divine health and fulfillment of days. Thirdly, people who are dedicated to God in service are spared from what others have to confront. Number four, people who are dedicated to God and who stand out in their dedication to God enjoy the ministry of rescue angels. And number five, people who are dedicated to the service, in the service of soul winning, are entrusted with authority to subdue danger, disease, death, and all the negative forces of the enemy. Hallelujah. What is my counsel today? Number one, serve God with passion and commitment. That is, be real and hold nothing back. Serve God with passion, with commitment. Be real. Hold nothing back. Go all the way with Jesus. Go all the way with God. All the way to Calvary, he went for me. He went for me. He went for me. All the way to Calvary, he went for me. He died to set me free. All the way. Acts 20:20, Paul the Apostle said, I have kept nothing back. I have kept nothing back. I am not fake. I am not false. I am not plastic. I am real. Serve God with passion, with commitment. Be real. Hold nothing back. Go all the way with God. Secondly, let your dedication to God be visible, visible, noteworthy, legendary, renowned. Let your dedication to God be visible, noteworthy, legendary, renowned, exemplary. Don't claim to be dedicated to God and nobody is aware. Your wife is not aware. Your colleagues at the office are not aware. Your parents are not aware. Your children are not aware. Let your dedication be visible. Let it be noteworthy. Let it be legendary, renowned, exemplary. That was where Daniel was. Where the king said, is thy God whom thou servest continually able to deliver you? That is, we know you and we know the God you serve. We know you are serving him continually. Then in Daniel chapter 6, verse 4 and 5, we cannot find any occasion against this Daniel, as except as it pertains to the law of his God. Hallelujah. Let your dedication to God be visible, be noteworthy, be legendary, be exemplary. The talk of my religion is in my heart. It's rubbish. Whatever is on the heart is reflected to the surface. How do you know that the mango inside is tasty? From the look on the outside, you know something inside of it is good. That is the way you see a fruit. From outside, you know this fruit is not going to be well tasty from inside. That's how life is. What is inside the person reflects outside. The madman is looking terrible because of the terrible devils inside him. The things inside him reflected are on the outside. That is how life is. You can't be dedicated to God inside, and it's not reflected in everything you do. It's no longer time to play games. It is time to mean business with God. And I believe it's a new day for somebody. Lift up your hands everywhere you are and give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Give him the worship, supremacy, dominion, rule, and sovereignty. Stand up on your feet everywhere you are. I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need thee all, I need thee every hour. I need thee, oh bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Begin to speak to God. Lord, I surrender myself to you afresh. Draw me closer to you in intimate relationship, intimate union. Draw me closer to yourself. Draw me closer to yourself. Draw me closer to yourself. I am available to love you, to serve you, to live for you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Master, and thank you, Adonai, in Jesus' name. Everywhere you are tonight, all around the world, in need of surrender to Jesus, place your hand on your chest and pray this prayer with me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord, for hearing. And thank you, Lord, for answering. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. You pray that prayer and you meant it. Let me know you did. And I'll be glad to pray further with you and to assist you to be established in the Lord. But tonight, you must make a decision. Make a decision. Personal life dedication to God and dedication to kingdom assignment of soul winning. Make a decision. I speak to the whole of Dunamis Church globally. This year, operation one fruit a month is on. Don't be left behind. We are on the crusade field this whole week. You understand what I'm saying? I'm on the crusade field. I'm preaching to you as well. Did they command the day midnight prayer? We'll be doing the same tonight and throughout the whole week. And all of this, don't be left behind. There is a passion on this commission, And there is a drive for souls, a drive for kingdom expansion. Don't be left out. People are already offering facilities for church planting in various places. Within the Glory Dome here, or with the outreach team, we are planting 10 viewing centers and satellite centers. Minimum of 10 already. 10 is already established for the month of February. We trust God that it will be the least monthly for the year. It will increase alongside satellite church plantings and massive soul winnings. Don't be left out. Locations, pastors, churches, ensure that your evangelistic drive is on, intense. Ensure that the plantings are on. As the cloud of glory moves, don't be left out of the move. Serve him with your life, with your time, with your resources. Serve him with your voice. And I believe it's a new day in the precious name of Jesus. Pick your cards and hit the road in Jesus' precious name.